happiest of Fridays to all Hank fans and family that celebrate.
It's why we love today.
I love it.
Yeah, man.
It was a little quicker yesterday.
Friday feel.
America.
Yeah.
It is the third day of the 10th month of 2025, 276 in 89 left to go. 28 until Halloween, 32 until daylight saving time wraps up today, otherwise known as World Smile Day.
Aw, yeah. Let's see those pearly whites.
It is Boyfriend's Day.
Hey.
It's National Soft Taco Day.
Okay.
Why doesn't that get a screen? I love that.
No.
I love tacos of all varieties. I don't differentiate. It's National Butterfly and Hummingbird Day. Why do they should each get their own day.
I was going to say, yeah.
I don't see them ever together.
That's a gross injustice.
We should form a political action committee.
You think?
Yeah.
Let's start with them. They'll help.
It's Global Smoothie Day. And like on October 3rd, he asked me what day it was. Mean Girls Day.
That's right.
I feel terrible. I did not wear pink today.
Ah, you wear pink on Wednesday.
No, you're supposed mean to wear girls pink wear on pink Mean Girls Appreciation Day,
but
too.
Mean Girls wear pink on Wednesday.
I know.
Listen to them.
And it's still Friday, right?
Yes. On this date in history, 1789, George Washington proclaims the first National Thanksgiving Day to be held on November 26th.
You got a plan. A month and a half.
Wow, GW came with. All right. Him and the Cowboys worked it out early on. That's pretty impressive.
My friend Caroline from high
school.
How
about them Cowboys?
Yeah.
She's really into the Thanksgiving, and she'll start showing off her tablescapes in just a few days here. So,
is she a mean girl?
No, and she's...
Stop
she doesn't look
that.
Like George Washington either.
On this date in 1849, Edgar Allan Poe was found delirious in a gutter in Baltimore.
Oh, dear.
Well, I mean...
He had some demons. Have you ever read the Poe?
It can happen, and it can happen to the best of us.
As you should.
That's right.
No.
Morgan Wallen. On this date in 1863, President Lincoln declared that the last Thursday in November was going to be on Thanksgiving Day.
That took some time.
Gave Thursday some juice, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Thursday usually overshadowed, except here.
Will it blow?
You ask the kids.
That's right.
They know.
See?
Hi.
That's not old at all already. On this date in 1920, the NFL plays its first ever games. 1985, the space shuttle Atlantis makes its first flight. On this date in TV history, debuting 1955, both Captain Kangaroo and the Mickey Mouse Club premiered on the same date. On this date in 1960, Andy Griffith Show holds up, watched it last night. On this date in 1961, it is Saints Alive, he's still with us, bless his heart. The Dick Van Dyke Show premieres on CBS.
Oh my word, he just like sang a song for his wife's birthday. He's 99 years old.
You would have thought by now an Ottoman would have gotten Dick Van Dyke at this point. But no.
Mm-mm.
He bested that
he's
way
going.
Back in the day. On this day, 1988, TNT, Turner Network Television began on cable with Gone with the Wind because it was free.
Ashley.
And on this date tomorrow, 1990, Fox launches Beverly Hills 90210.
Ooh. We're late for homeroom, Brandon.
Elsewhere, in 1988, Jim Baker indicted for fraud.
Ooh.
And yesterday, Robert Morris of Gateway Church fame. He will be going off to prison.
Naughty.
As of yesterday. On this date, 1992, Sinead O'Connor tears up a picture of the Pope on SNL. On this date, 1995, the O.J. Simpson trial ends. He was, spoiler alert, acquitted.
Where is the real killer?
We never found him. Or did we? On this date, 2003, Roy gets attacked by the tiger.
Oh,
and happy birthday to the Monty Python Flying Circus. And now for something completely different. We got birthdays for the weekend. ASAP No, Rocky is, no, ASAP Rocky is 37 today. That's, Ashley's, what?
No, sorry, that's Rihanna's main man. She's expecting his third child.
I think she had it. Did she?
Did she? I don't know.
You'd have to ask a mean girl. Ashley Simpson is 41. Sean William Scott Stifler, 49. Game of Thrones, Cersei Lannister. Lena Headley.
She's really pretty.
52. Nev Campbell, Scream.
So is she.
52. Trust me, that won't happen the rest of...
I mean, for crying out loud. Yeah, they need to go away.
It's Mean Girls Day.
Put them in the closet with the rest of the cowgirls.
I just want to sit at the same table. Backstreet Boy. See, I could play it here. Kevin Rich from Backstreet Boys is 54. Gwen Stefani, 56. Mrs. Shelton. Clive Owen, 61. Tommy Lee, 63. Jack Wagner. Well, that's General Hospital, right?
Frisco.
There you go. 66. Well, that was a big thing in the 80s. Yeah. Reverend Al Sharpton is 71. Lindsey Buckingham, 76. And Chubby Checker, 84 today. Turning 36 tomorrow, Dakota Johnson. Alicia Silverstone, 49. Liev Schreiber. He's good to narrate things.
He's serious.
Liev Schreiber. It was on this date. Okay, 58. Christopher Waltz is 69. Linda McMahon, 77. Susan Sarandon, 79. On Sunday, oh gosh.
What?
Travis Kelce is 36.
No, enough out of you.
Sorry, dude. Bro. 6'7". Nikki Hilton's 42. Jesse Eisenberg, 42. Kate Winslet, 50 on Sunday. Guy Pearce, 58. Mario Lemieux is 60. Michael Andretti, 63. These are all birthday worthy. One of the Baldwins, 65.
There's so many to choose from.
Karen Allen, 74. Brian Johnson of AC/DC, 78. And the Joker, Steve Miller's 82. There you go.
Waking up to real country mornings with KB and Heather Lee.